Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei, and we are at the last line of Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Just a reminder about our upcoming Siyam, which is going to be Thursday night, July 8th, in Tribeca Estates. That's in South Fallsburg, New York. If anybody would like to RSVP, it's siyumdbs@gmail.com. siyumdbs@gmail.com. Details to follow. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Eliyoze ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sara bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Aryeh Eliezer ben Malka. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus V'Yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned for Eloi Nishman Savram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of discussing the shear, how much a person would have to eat on Yom Kippur in order for him to violate the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur. So there are five inuyim that a person needs to observe on Yom Kippur. It says five times in the Torah, V'inisem es nafsho yiseichem, ta'anu es nafsho yiseichem, and from there we learn that a yid on Yom Kippur has to be uncomfortable. He has to be in a state of inui in five different ways. Achila v'shti is one, rechitz is two, sikh is three, ne'ilas ha-sandals four, and tashmish hamita is five. If someone violates any one of the inuyim, he did an isser. Lashon HaMishnah, Yom HaKippurim Aser, stating that there's a machlokes rishonim whether these inuyim are isurei d'oraisa or isurei d'rabbanan. And to be clear, achila v'shtiya is for sure an isur d'oraisa. The question is, rechitza, sicha, nilas, asandal, tashmish, amita. On the one hand, the Gemara brings psukim as the source to these isurim. Certainly sounds like it's a d'oraisa. On the other hand, there are many Gemaras that seem to suggest kulois as it relates to these isurim. As a result, it would seem to imply that maybe the sources that the Gemara brought are really only an asmachta ba'alma. L'maisa, it's machlokes rishonim, and as we saw, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafrei Shir Aleph brings both shitas, and he says, V'ra'i l'hachmer, a person should treat all the inuyim on Yom Kippur as if they were isurei d'oraisa, despite the fact that there's a very strong opinion in the rishonim that they're not an isurei d'oraisa, all they are is an isurei d'rabbanan. But achila v'shtiyah is for sure an isurei d'oraisa. Not only is it an isurei d'oraisa, if somebody eats and drinks on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv karis. He could be chayiv a karbon chatos if he does it b'shoigig. However, it's only if he eats and drinks a shir. So what's the shir? So yesterday we began the discussion of the shir achilo. We're going to conclude that discussion today, and we're going to go from there, segue into the shir shtiyah. So as it relates to the shir achilo, the Mishnah said, ha'oichel kichayseves hagaso kemoya v'chigari nasa. If somebody eats food, how much? The size of a kichayseves, that's a date, Hagasa, that's a large date. Kamaya, its value, meaning that's the fruity, the meaty part of the fruit. The chigari nasa, and you even have to take the volume of the pit into consideration. If somebody eats that shear, the halacha is that he's going to be chayiv. If you eat less than that, chatzi shear. What's the halacha of chatzi shear? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the first sugya in the last parak of Masechtas Yuma. Now, what we mentioned, very much the theme of yesterday's daf, both the Gemara and the Raid, that this makes the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur unique as it relates to the spectrum of all Macholos Asuros. Because ordinarily, when you talk about Isser Achila, the shear is Kezayas. Eretz asher roiv shiurea Kezayas. And when it comes to Isser Achila, the magic number, the shear, is always kezayis. When it comes to Yom Kippur, it's not kezayis. It's a kezeves hagasa. And the reason is, the Gemara said in Ayin Tesem at Aleph, and it's going to continue to say, because kimlu l'rabbana, the bahachi miyasve daite, batzer mehachi loy miyasve daite. In a more lundishan nosach, the Torah never said you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. The Torah said, ta'anu es nafsho yiseichem, v'inisem es nafsho yiseichem, v'anefesh ashaloy tu'una. A person has to be uncomfortable. You have to be hungry on Yom Kippur. You eat a kezayis, you're still uncomfortable. You would have to eat a little more than that to take off that edge, to say that you violated v'inisim es nafsho yiseichem. How much more? Kimlu d'rabbanon, that it's a koseves hagasa kamoya v'chigari nasa. Now, just to clarify one point, it sounds a little bit like the shir koyseves hagaso kamoya v'chigari nasa is a shir derabbanan. Kim luhu lirabbanan. And again, we're going to see that the Gemara is going to repeat this lashon several times. So it sounds like what it is an issa derabbanan or a shir derabbanan. Truth is, it's a mefurish Gemara in many places in Shas, Brachas Memalef, it's in Erevin, it's in Yuma, where the Gemara says the pasuk that describes the Shivas Aminim, Eretz Chita Usa'ira Vegefen Utaina Berimain, Eretz Seyes Shemen Udvash. And the Gemara famously says, Omer Abchanan, Kala Pasuk Kula, L'Shiurim Nem, all the Shivas Aminim are really representative of different Shiurei Torah. And the Gemara goes through each one individually, what the Chita represents, the Sa'ira, the Gefen Teina. What about Dvash? Says the Gemara, Kichay Seves Hagaso B'Yoyim HaKippurim. Dvash is representative of the shir Koyseves Hagaso on Yom Kippur. Now, Dvash is honey. Koyseves Hagaso is a large date. So Rashi says, Dvash HaOmer Batoira Hu Dvash Tmarim. It's the honey that comes from a date. The Koyseves Hi Tmarim. So Rashi does the back of the envelope arithmetic for us. Dvash doesn't really mean the Dvash. It means the source of the dvash, which is a tamar, that's a koseves agasa. So essentially, the shir koseves agasa on Yom Kippur is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So obviously, we have to reconcile that on the one hand, Chazal, the Gemara keeps on saying, kimlu l'rabbanon, the b'hachi miyas v'dayte, as if this is some arbitrary decision that the Rabbanon at some point in history made. So the Mefurish Gemara quoted throughout Shas that Koseves Hagasa is one of the Shiurim that were Alocha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So maybe we'll talk about that. But for now, the Gemara begins with a Braisa. Tanya, Rabbi Yoimi, Rabbi said, Kol HaShiurim Kula B'Kizayis. All Shiurei Achila in the Torah are Kizayis. Chutz mi Tumas Oichlin, with the exception of Tumas Oichlin. Sheshino Hakoso B'Mashmo. Tumas Oichlin is not a Kizayis. And the reason is because when the Torah talks about the Shiur of Oichel that you need for Tumas Oichlin, the Torah expressed it with a shinoi. It didn't express it in the ordinary language, and it's for that reason v'shinu chachamim v'shiurim. The chachamim understood that if the Torah changed the lashon a little bit, it must be there's a different shir. So first of all, what is Tumas Oichlin? The halacha is food can become tamei. Pasha, food can be a rishon l'tumah, a sheni. Food can even be a shlishi and a revi, depending on if it's truma or if it's kachan. But in order for food to become tameh, it has to be of a certain quantity. There has to be a shir. So what's the shir? The shir is kebeya. That's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael, that tumas oichlin is b'kebeya. That's an anomaly, because kol ha-shiurei achila is usually kezayis. Over here it's kebeya, so clearly something's out of the ordinary. And that's what Rebbe was addressing in this braisa. He said the reason Tumas Oichlin is kebeya, it's not bekezayis, is because shina hakosa b'mashmon. Because if you look in the parsha, the pasuk in the Torah that talks about Tumas Oichlin, there's something different. There's a shinoi. And because of the shinoi, it expresses itself with a shinoi in the shir. And the shir is not going to be a kezayis, rather the shir is going to be a kebeya. Rebbe continued in the Braisa, and he said, "V'rayel adavar, a source, meaning a precedent, that if the Torah changes the lashon regarding oichel, it means that the shir is going to be different. As Yom Kippurim, it's going to be Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you have the same exact idea. Where the Torah changed the lashon, and because the Torah changed the lashon, you have a different shir. So if it's true for Yom Kippur, it's going to be true for Tumas Oichel." So the Gemara now is going to do a little bit of an analysis on this Braisa. A little tricky because the Gemara is going to work backwards. First, we're going to prove the raya. And then we're going to go back to the main subject of Rebbe's Braisa, which was really Tumas Oichlin. So first we're going to show that on Yom Kippur, there's a different lashon of Achila. Because of that, there's a different shir. Thus, we establish the Raya. Then we'll work backwards and we'll say, oh, if that's true for Yom Kippur, then the same will be true for Tumas Oichlin, where you find again a different lashon. And because you have a different lashon, it expresses itself with a different shir. So we're talking about Yom Kippur first. Maishi, nakasa b'mashmai. Where do you find that the Torah changed the lashon when it talks about the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur? Miloi se'una. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat. It says, v'hanefesh ha'shaloi se'una. Ta'anu esnaf shay seichem. V'inisim esnaf shay seichem. So because of that, there's a shinoi hapkasa. Maishi l'cham v'shir. Where do you find that the shir is different on Yom Kippur? V'chay seves. It's not a kezayis, it's a keseves agasu. Umar raya l'davar. Why do we need a raya? Again, we still didn't even explain the whole Tumas Oichlin part of this braisa. We just explain the raya. Now we're explaining why we even need a raya. Because the imei hasam, had you not had a raya, havamina, I would have thought urcha dekrohu. I would have thought that the shinui akasev that we have regarding tumas leichlin is not really a shinui akasev. It's just an urcha dekrohu. We don't even know what it is yet. But whatever it is, it's just an urcha dekrohu. That's why we needed a raya. Okay, fine. So we understand why we need a raya, because whatever the source is, we don't know what it is yet. It's not going to be such a good source, maybe. And we know the raya is from Yom Kippur. Okay, now going to the beginning of the raya. So tumas leichlin. What Rebbe was trying to explain was the shear of Tumas Oichlin is a Beya. So why is it a Beya? Why isn't it a Kezayis? The shear of Oichlin is always a Kezayis. So how come this is not a Kezayis? Amar Rabba Avo, Amar Rabba Lazo, so Rabba Avo said the name of Rabba Lazo. The Pasuk says, Mikolo Oichel Asher Ye Ochel. It says regarding food that if a sheretz comes in contact with it, will become Tameh. So the way the Torah describes the food is Mikol Ha'oichel Asher Yeyach. That's the Shina HaKasav. It's a little unusual. Ha'oichel Asher Yeyachel. We learn from here, Oichel Haba Machmas Oichel. We're not just talking about food, but we're talking about food that comes from food. So it's food that comes from food. Ve'eza is a Beitzas Tarnagoylas. The Beitza that the Tarnagoylas lays is food. The Beitza is food. And it comes from food, because the tarnagoylas is also food. So the mother's food and the what it lays is food. So this is oichel abame yoichel. Oh, so you see that oichel abame yoichel means a beitza. That's how we know that the shear is beitza. Meaning, of course, all foods are mekabel toma. But oichel abame yoichel teaches me the shear. How much food? The shear of a beitza. The only type of oichel abame yoichel is a beitza tarnagoylas. Maybe it means a goat. So maybe the shear of Tumas Oichlin is a small goat. The goat. The baby is food, and the mother is also food. So the Gemara says, Mechoser Shechita. You can't refer to the goat as Oichel, because you have to do something in order for it to be Oichel. It's Mechoser Shechita. You can't just take it out of the refrigerator and eat it. So because it's Mechoser Shechita, Veimi Ben Pekua, Habet Ben Pekua, that's a baby whose mother had Shechita. The child was in the womb of the mother at the time of the Shechita. The halach is you don't have to do Shechita on the child because the Shechita of the mother partners the child. So that Ben Paku is not Mechus Shechita. So the Gemara says Ton Kri. Even though it doesn't require Shechita, but it requires Kri. You have to take the blood out. You can't just take a bite out of it because you have an Isidam. It's true. There's no problem of Shechita. But at the same time, you still have a problem of Isidam. Ema Beitzas Bar Yochni. Okay, so it can't be a goat, then. It can't even be a ben pakua. But maybe the oichel abami oichel is a beitza, but not the beitza of a tarnagoylas, the beitza of a bar yuchni. Rashi says it's a very large oif. So maybe it's a much bigger shear. So the Gemara says, tafasta meruba, loy tafasta, tafasta mo tafasta. We have a rule. If the Torah is sasum, the Torah is a little bit unclear, and it requires us now to figure out what it means. You usually try to pick the smaller option versus the larger option. Tafasta meruba loy tafasta. Tafasta mu tafasta. So you're not going to assume it's the bay of this oif god. You'll assume it's the bay of a tarnagoylas. So maybe it's the bay of even a smaller, meaning there are eggs of smaller oifas. Oifas that are even smaller than a tarnagoylas. So the Gemara says, I hear. And because of that, Rabba Vo, Dei Omer, Rabba Vo suggested a different pshat. So this pshat that we had, that mikol oich lashe yachal means beitzes tarnagoylas, Rabba Vo was saying in the name of Rabba Lazar. And the Gemara had a little bit of a problem with this. Because of that, Rabba Vo said, you know, let me recommend my own pshat. Mikol oich lashe yachal means oichel shata oichel bevas achas. It's a food that a person can eat bevas achas. And this is an important line in halacha. V'shniu ruchachamim, and the chachamim made an assessment that ein beis abliya machzik yoisem yibetzas tarnagoylas. That the beis abliya of a person, the most it can hold, is the beitza of a tarnagoylas. So oichel asher yiochel, oichel that could be eaten bevas achas, the maximum is a beitza, which by the way, is considered two kizesim. So in other words, ein beis abliya machzik yoisem beis zaysin, which is again a big deal. But the point is, that is the makar that the shear for Tumas Oichlin is not b'kezayis, but rather it's kebeya. It's because when the Torah describes the oichel in the context of Tumas Oichlin, it doesn't just say mikol ha'oichel, it says mikol ha'oichel asher ye'ochel. And from there we learn that the shear is a beya. Where do you see that? Two suggestions. The first suggestion was oichel haba me oichel. A beitza that comes from a tarnagoylas is oichel. The beitza is oichel. Haba me tarnagoylas, which is oichel. Or Rabavo's om pshat, and that is oichel sha'ata oichel bevas achas. So just to circle back and revisit Rebbe's brisa, because the Gemara explained it backwards. Tanya, Rebbe Yoimer, just reading the brisa again. Kol ha'shiurim kulam b'kezayis. All shiurei oichlan b'kezayis. Chutz mitumas oichlan. With the exception of tumas oichlan, which is kebeya. Sheshina hakasa b'mashmat. And the reason is because the Torah was meshana the lashon of the pasuk. It didn't just say oichel. It said mikol ha'oichel asher ye'achel. And mikol ha'oichel asher ye'achel is a shinui b. If we're medayik the shinui and we learn and try to understand what the shinui is, it's coming to tell us the shiur is going to be a kaveh. Because of that, shinui chacham and the shirum, they came out with a riot to this idea that if the Torah changes the lashon, even regarding achil, where the shiur is usually kazayis, so here the shiur is not going to be kazayis. Yom Kippurim, my shina kalsa b'mai. Where do you see it on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur says v'nefesh hashaloi su'unu, and as a result, the shiur is not a kazayis. The shiur is a kaseves. And why did we need a raya? What's wrong with Mikol Ha'ichel Hashei Yachal? So that the Gemara said, because at the end of the day, you would have thought Urcha Dekrahu. Maybe that's just the way, it's a poetic way of talking. Mikol Ha'ichel Hashei Yachal. But not necessarily that you can derive any drashas from it. Another classic Gemara. Rabbi Lozer said, Ha'ichel Chelev Bezman Hazeh. If somebody eats Chelev Bezman Hazeh. So Chelev are the fats of animals, only behemoths, not chayis, but the fats of behemoths that one is not allowed to eat. So you're allowed to eat most of the fat of an animal, but there's certain chalavim that you're not allowed to eat. Not only can't you eat those chalavim, but it's a chayvi krisis, which means if somebody does it b'shoigig, he's chayiv chatas. So Rabbi Lozer was describing someone who bizman hazeh, nowadays, meaning when there's no Beis HaMikdash, if he would eat chaylev b'shoigig, tzarech sheyichtav loishnir, he would have to write down the shir, how much he ate. Shema yovei bezdin acher. Because maybe a bezdin is going to come, v'yarbe b'shiurim, and it's going to change the shir. So what's the background? Okay, if somebody eats chaylev b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatas. So that means if someone today would eat chaylev b'shoigig, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, he would have to bring a chatas. Meaning, today there's no Beis HaMikdash, but that doesn't mean that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, you're not going to have to bring a chatas. You will have to. Said Rabbi Lazar that obviously, if you keep good records, you're going to write down every time you do an aveir for which you chayev a carbon, something like this, you'll know what to do. Say you bought a Beis HaMikdash. But said Rabbi Lozer, it's not enough to write that you ate chaylev b'shoigig. It's not enough to write that you chayev achatas. You better be very careful. Tzarech sheyichtev loishir. You have to write how much you ate. The reason is because you're only chayev achatas if you ate a kazayas. Now, you're assuming you know what a kazayas is. But it's always possible that a bezdin's going to come, the yarba b'shiyum, it's going to change the shir. It's either they're going to change the shir or they'll reveal to us what the real shir was, ayin b'achroinim. But either way, you may think you're chayiv chatas, and maybe not. So what you need to do is you have to write the shir. The Gemara says, "My yarbi b'shiyum." What exactly is the concern? In name of the mechayiv korban kazayis katan is the concern that maybe they're going to come and they're going to say that the kazayis was smaller than you thought it was. Meaning you ate chaylev b'shoigig. You're assuming that you didn't eat a kazayis. You ate a chatzi shir. Chatzi shir b'shoigig. There's no Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish even on that. So if it's a chatzi shir b'shoigig, it's not something you really need to be concerned with. You're for sure not going to be chayiv to bring a garment chatz. Oh, but write it down anyways. Because Shema Yarbe b'shiurim, maybe they're going to say the kazayas is smaller. And if it's smaller, you're going to find out really you were chayiv to bring a garment chatz. But the Gemara says it can't be because of a tiny we learned in a braisa. There's a very important halach in the world of chatz. Ashaloi say asena b'shgog of ashen. We learn from there, Ashab mi yediyasai maybe karmen al shigasai. Loi shab mi yediyasai, enei maybe karmen al shigasai. The only time a person brings a carbon chatas for doing an aveir b'shoigig is if, had the person not been a shoigig, would he have done it anyways? Meaning, if this is an aveira that had you known is asr, you wouldn't have done, then when you do a b'shoigig, you have to bring a chatas. But let's say, even had you known, you would have done it anyways. For example, a mumer, someone that doesn't care, he just does aveiras anyways. Now he did a b'shoigig. Doesn't matter. You have to be a shav miyadiyasi. Had you known about it, you would have refrained. That's when the halach is that you bring a carbon. So the Gemara is tiny that if the thought is that a kazayas is X, later you're going to find out the kazayas was smaller. I mean, it's very nice. But at the end of the day, had you known at the time that you were eating that small share, you wouldn't have refrained anyways. Because in your mind, at that time, in real time, you didn't think it was a kazayas. So if they're going to go and they're going to make the kazayas smaller, you shouldn't be chayev chatos mimonav shach, because at the time that you did the aveira, you didn't think the kazayas was smaller. Thus, you would not have refrained from doing, again, leaving chatzis shir aside. So you're a loy shav miyadiyasai, and because you're a loy shav miyadiyasai, you shouldn't anyways be chayev chatos. Elo, the Gemara says, doy mechayvi karben adik kazayas kalt. You know what we're concerned about? Just the opposite. We're concerned that you think you're chayev chatos because in your mind you ate a kazayas, whatever your shir kazayas is, and then, you're going to find out the kazayas is going to be bigger, meaning you're really not chayev chatos. So you have to know that because otherwise you're bringing chulun la'azara. So the Gemara says that we had two tzadim of what Yarbe b'shiurinis. The first sad was, they're going to come and they're going to say the shir is smaller. The second is they're going to come and they're going to say the shir is bigger. So the Gemara says, "Lamai the solid gadaitim in kardem chayvi korban gzayis katan." According to the Habi of the Gemara, the yarbe shirum means they're going to say the gzayis is smaller. My yarbe b'shiurim. How do you even read the words? You can't teach it. Shema yarbe b'shiurim. They're going to make the gzayis smaller. Yarbe b'shiurim means you make the shir bigger. So the Gemara says, "You're right." Shema yarbe b'korbanos. Mach mashyum. What Belozim meant to say was that maybe there's going to be a bezden achar that's going to be marbe karbonis. They're going to say all those people who thought they weren't chayv and carbon because they didn't think they ate a kezayis. Guess what? The kezayis is really small. So it's not yarbe in the shear. It's yarbe in the karbonis as a result of the fact that they made the shear smaller. Zakti Gemara, another class. Again, Yumadaf Pei is a daf that requires an asterisk. It's a tchfachba v'hafachba de kulava. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Shiurim v'onshin, halacha l'moshe misinai. Shiurim and onshin are halacha l'moshe misinai. For eating Gemara, onshin v'chtav k'sivi. Shiurim, we know, are halacha l'moshe misinai. But onshin, it says in the Torah clearly, when a person is chayiv this, when he's chayiv that, malkis, karbonos, misa, karas, it's not halacha l'moshe misinai, elahachi comment. Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, well, shiurim shel onshin, halacha l'moshe misinai. The shiur of Einchin are all halacha l'moshe misinai, meaning how much a person needs to do of something in order for him to get an einish is halacha l'moshe misinai. This is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa, who holds chatzi shir is awesome in Atayra. And the whole significance of the shir is for the Einchin. That's Rabbi Yochanan saying. The shiurim of the Einchin, because that's really what shiurim are, nugeya, shiurim shal Einchin are halacha l'moshe misinai. Tanya nami hachi, it's a braisa. Shiurim shal Einchin, halacha l'moshe misinai. Achirim said, beis dinai shal yaivitz, tiknum, the bezdin of yaivitz. As she says, who Asniel ben Kenaz, the Bezlin of Asniel ben Kenaz were the ones that really developed the Shiurim. How could that be? The Bezlin of Yaivitz are the ones that created the Shiurim. The Pasuk says, Elam mitzvois. And we learn from this, Einovi Rashoi l'chadish dove me'ata. Asniel ben Kenaz was a Novi. He had no right to introduce Shiurim. El shakhum v'chazru v'yastam. What it means is that the Shiurim, of course, were originally Allah l'moshe misinai. Then they were forgotten. And Asniel ben Kenaz was machse the Shiurim yitoich papuloi. This is, of course, based on a classic Gemara, Masechtes Tmura, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, a Gemara that we're going to get into in the raid. Zok the Gemara Baita. So the Mishnah discussed the Shir Achila. Koseves Hagasa Kamoye v'chigari nasa. Then the Mishnah said the Shir Shtia. So how much does a person have to drink on Yom Kippur in order for him to violate the Isser of Vanefesh HaShaloi Tu'una? Said the Mishnah, V'hashoysa Meloi Lugmav Chayev. A person that drinks Meloi Lugmav, so he fills up his cheeks with Mashka, that's going to be the Shir. So the Gemara now is going to delve in to the Shir of Meloi Lugmav. Again, very important Gemara. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Loi Meloi Lugmav Mamish. When the Mishnah says Meloi Lugmav, it sounds like it has to be literally Meloi Lugmav. And what the Gemara means is, it sounds like it has to be both cheeks, your entire mouth. Ella, it's not what it means. Kol shen ilu yisalkenu litzad echad. If all the mashka would be on one cheek, the yirik maloy lugmav, and it would look like maloy lugmav, that in and of itself would be enough. Meaning, it doesn't have to be both cheeks, but one cheek would be enough. Just to posh it, teach the words of the Gemara, maloy lugmav means both cheeks. But what we're saying is, it doesn't have to be both cheeks, it just should look like it's both cheeks. What does that mean? If you have it on one side and someone's standing on that side and he's looking at you, he assumes that it's probably both sides. So it's nearer Kamloim Lugmav. We're not changing the word of Meloi Lugmav. Meloi Lugmav means both. We're saying that doesn't have to be both. It just has to look like it's both. How do you look like it's both if it's one? But in short, the abbreviated version is that it doesn't have to be both. As long as it's one, that's going to be enough. Eight the Gemara, is that true? Vanantan, the Mishnah said, Meloi Lugmav. So the Gemara says, Ema Kim Meloi Lugmav. Not Meloi Lugmav, it's a small edit, which in a Mishnah is usually b'diavad. Brises, we're much more open to the possibility that maybe we have to edit it a little bit, but you can do it in a Mishnah too, especially something as subtle as not Meloi Lugmav, but Kim Meloi Lugmav. Eight the Gemara may say, I'll ask you a kasha from a Brise. How much does this person have to drink? And he should be Chayv on Yom Kippur. Bishamayam says, Revi. Beis Lo says Meloi Lugmav. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer kimaloy lugmav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer kidei gemir. The amount that you could take down in a gulp. Now the kasha again is that Beis Hillel shita is maloy lugmav. Maloy lugmav sounds like it has to be maloy lugmav. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What do you see in the Brisa? You didn't see in the Mishnah. Mi adifu mi mas nisin doy kim le kidei shiir. Aganami kidei shiir. Just like in the Mishnah, maloy lugmav meant kim maloy lugmav. Maybe here too it means kim maloy lugmav. The Gemara says, no. The reason we're asking it is because there was another Tana that already took kim maloy lugmav. It's taken. You can't be that opinion. It says maloy lugmav, basically, well, kim maloy lugmav is Rabbi Eliezer. Where it says, ihachi, hainu Rabbi Eliezer. So this is Rabbi Eliezer. Again, the Mishnah just said maloy lugmav. So you want to tell me it means kim maloy lugmav? I hear. But the Braisa, basically, says maloy lugmav. Rabbi Eliezer said kim maloy lugmav. You can't tell me basically is kim maloy lugmav, because if basically is kim maloy lugmav and Rabbi Eliezer is kim maloy lugmav, so then they're both saying the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, ikabe nayu, maybe there's an afkimino if it's a maloy lugmav dachok. The question, does it have to be a breita maloy lugmav, or can be a tzekfetch to maloy lugmav? Rashi, libeis hillel be'inon kadeshi yosal kenu litzad echod fin yirik maloy lugmav berevach. Basil that said miloy lugmav, so it sounds like it has to be more berevach, it has to be a little bigger. The Rebbe Eliezer, kimaloy lugmav dachok. But the point is, maloy lugmav doesn't really mean maloy lugmav. For sure doesn't have to be on both sides. All it has to be is on one side. So in the Mishnah, there was only one share, maloy lugmav. In the Braisna, there were four shiur. Beishamai said revias. Beis Hillel said maloy lugmav, which really means kimaloy lugmav, meaning one side, but berevach. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, kimaloy lugmav, which means, again, one side, but bedoichik. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, kidei gemir, the amount you can take down in a gulp. Maskeflar b'shai. So Rabbi Shai asked the kasha, imkein, if maloy lugmav doesn't mean both sides, but all it means is one side, havalei mikulei b'shamai, umichumre b'sil. It comes out then that Beis Shammai is being Mekel and Beis Hillel is being Mach. Beis Shammai Shittu is a Revius. So what's bigger, a Revius or a Maloy Lugmav? So it depends. Maloy Lugmav on both sides is bigger than a Revius. Maloy Lugmav on one side is smaller than a Revius. In fact, it's a Rav Revius. And that's Halacha L'Mayis Hashir, because we Paskim Maloy Lugmav is one side. And this is something that's not only Negei Yom Kippur, but it's Negei every Koshel Brachi. You're supposed to drink a Maloy Lugmav. And a Maloy Lugmav is a Roiv Revius. That's what if you want to be Mekel, you're making Kiddush and Abdallah, you want to drink the least amount. For sure, Abdallah, that's a Derabbanan. So you find the smaller share of a Revius, and you drink Roiv of it, and you're done. It's like an ounce and a half. It's not a big number. 1.6 ounce, whatever it is. But the point is that the Maloy Lugmav, relative to the Revius, whether it's bigger or smaller, is going to depend on whether it's Maloy Lugmav on Beit Zaitin, or it's only Mitzad Echad, it's only Kim Maloy Lugmav. What's the problem? Whenever there's a Machloikis B'Sham B'Sil, B'Sham is Mach. Now, there are a few exceptions to the rule, but they're all very notable, and they're talked about. But otherwise, every other Machloikis B'Sham B'Sil, B'Sil is supposed to be the Mekel, B'Sham is supposed to be the Machmer. Now, B'Sham said Revius, and B'Sil said Maloy Lugmav. So Bishlein Maloy Lugmav means both sides. So Maloy Lugmav is bigger than a Revius, so Beisil is being Mekel. Beisil is saying, you're not chayv in your kippur unless you drink the Maloy Lugmav on both sides. Beis Shammai is Machmer, even a Revius. But if Maloy Lugmav means only one side, so Maloy Lugmav is smaller than the Revius. All it is a Reiv of a Revius. So it comes out Beisil is being Machmer. Beisil is saying, you drink Reiv of a Revius on your kippur, you're done. According to Beis Shammai, no, it's only if you drink a Revius. So freak the Gemara, mask of the Rabbi Shai, imkin. What's the imkain? Pashav Shana the Gemara. If Maloy Lugmav means only Kim Maloy Lugmav, it's only one side, so it's smaller than a Revius. Imkain, Havale Mikula Beishami, Chomer Beisil. So it comes out in this price. Beishami is the one that's being Mekel. Beisil, the one is being Machmer. We know that's not supposed to be the case. Amalei, so the Gemara says, you're assuming that the Machloikis B'Sham B'Sil, they were discussing a regular, ordinary person who has, you know, average-sized cheeks. That's not who it was. We were talking about Oig Melech HaBashan, who was Mishichmai V'Mailo Gavaya Mikala. And his Maloy Lugmav was a Balabatish Maloy Lugmav. It was much bigger. And that's when they were clearing the shot. And that was the discussion. B'Shamai said that you want to know Oig Melech HaBashan Revius. He was being super Machmer. Since I don't care Oig Melech HaBashan is huge. At the end of the day, it's a Revius. Beis Hillel was being very Mekel. They said, no, it has to be the one Maloy. See, right, for the ordinary person, a Maloy Lugmav is Reiv of a Revius. But for Beis Shammai, but for Oig Melech HaBashan was much bigger. And that's why, says the word, Avodah Beis Shammai L'Chumra, that's how Beis Shammai comes out L'Chumra. So what we just said now is a very important point. And that is, Maloy Lugmav is a relative share. It's a relative share. It really depends on the person. Because if you're Oig Melech HaBashan, the Maloy Lugmav is going to end up being a fantastic Gula. If you're somebody else, and maybe it'll be a chumrah. But the point is that What emerges is that Meloy Lugma is a relative share, and that's in sharp contrast to the Koseves Hagasa. The Koseves Hagasa is an absolute share. It doesn't matter who you are. If you eat a Koseves Hagasa on Yom Kippur, Yichayev Koros. The Meloy Lugma, it really depends on the person. And the truth is, it's a Mishnah Mesechtes Kelon. The Mishnah says, Roiv Shiurei Torah are absolute Shiurim. They're completely objective Shiurim. They don't take anything into consideration. A Kezias is a Kezias is a Kezias. A Beitza is a Beitza, right? It's always the same. But there are a few Shiurim that are relative. The Kemitza that was done by the Kohen depended on the size of the hand of the Kohen. The Meloy Chafnov that you had by the Keteris on Yom Kippur that was brought Lefnai V'Lefnim. And the Meloy Lugmav, it's on a very short list of exceptions where the Shiur is relative. And one of them is the Meloy Lugmav. So on that note, Tzokti Maskev L'Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira asked this question. Exactly the observation we just made. Why is that when it comes to achila, it's an absolute shit. It doesn't matter who you are, it's always a kesevus hagasa. As opposed to shit, you just said oymelach habashin malay lugmav is going to be different than a regular person's malay lugmav. So what's the difference between achila and shtiyah? Amalei abayas. Abaya told him hachik kindle the rabbanon. The rabbanon had such a misayra. Because kesevus. Then when it comes to kesevus, the bahachim yasva daiti batzam yachim lemi yasva. Eating and drinking on Yom Kippur again is all about. It's all about Yishuv Adas. It's all about Vinisim Esnav Sheisechem. So said Abaya, Kimdul the Rabbanon, again the Rabbanon, Lachal Mesh Mesinai, but Kimdul the Rabbanon, that when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur, if you eat a Kesevis Agas, it doesn't matter how big you are, how small you are, what kind of appetite you ordinarily have, it's always going to be miyasv daite, as opposed to shtiyah, but today miyasv daite, but the chavrei lo miyasv daite. You have to drink your meloy lugmav in order to get the yishuv adas. If you drink somebody else's meloy lugmav, it's not maskev l'Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira said, does that make sense? V'chol oilam kula b'kechay seves, v'igmel l'chabashim b'kechay seves. Abaya, think about what you just said. Meaning every person eats kaiseves agasa, he feels satisfied a little bit. Oigmel Chabashim is much bigger. The Chur, you would think it takes more fuel to fill up, right, this tank. So you're going to tell me, eat a little bit of a Koseves Agassiz Miyas V'dayte. I'm like, Abai said, yeah. Kim Lulu Rabbanon. Again, Tzendritimol. The Bahachi Miyas V'dayte. Batsam Bahachi Lai Miyas V'dayte. This is the way it is. Miyu, but here he had to add a Knech. Kuli Almatuva. Oigmel Chabashim Purta. For everybody else, if they eat a Koseves Agassiz, they're going to feel very Miyas V'dayte. Oymel Chabashon, it moves the needle a tiny bit. Okay, but it's something. And that's enough to violate V'nisam Aznav. She said, Maschor Abzeira. Abzeira again wasn't happy. He said, Basa Shami B'kechayseves, V'luve G'fana B'kechayseves. How could you have a shear? I said, if you eat 4 ounces of meat, is gonna do more for you than 4 ounces of vegetables, right? So you would think, L'chayra, how could it be that the shear is a Koseves Hagasa, and it doesn't matter if you're eating Basa Shami, fatty meat, or if you're eating L'luve G'fanim, which, you know, it doesn't taste like much. So the Gemara, Amalei Abayis. Abayis said, yeah, Kimlu the Rabbanon, the Bahachi Miyas V'dayte, Batsan Lihachi Loi Miyas V'dayte. It's the same Teretz. Abayis said, I hear, but this is the way it is. Meal, but he added again a Knech. Basa Shami, Tu V'luvei Gefanim Porta. Eat Basa Shami, it does a lot for you. If you eat Luvei Gefanim, it does a little bit. Maskev L'Rava, so Rava asked the Kashna, Kizayis B'dei Achilas Pras, Fikoseves B'dei Achilas Pras. Whenever you talk about eating any meichel, whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's a nisr, you don't have to eat it all in one shot. You have to eat it within a shir, a certain time frame. What's the time frame? You have to eat the kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras. Rava said, as far as we know, the shir of kezayis on Yom Kippur would also be b'chdei achilas pras. So I said, Rava, does it make sense? The kezayis has to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras, and the kezayis has to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras. And of course, the premise of Rava's question is, the kezayis is much bigger than the kezayis. So if the kezayis gets achilas pras, the kesevis, which is more food, you would think has a larger, allotted amount of time for you to have to eat it. Amalei Abayis. Abayis said, again, nochamo. Akachi kimlu the rabbanon. This is the way Yom Kippur works. The b'hachi miyas v'dayte, b'tvei miyachi loy miyas v'dayte. That if you eat a kesevis within the shir of achilas pras, you're going to get yishuv adas. If you eat more than kedei achilas pras, you're not going to get the maskev l'rava. So Rava has one final question, and that is kesevis b'dei achilas pras. Chatzi pras b'kedei achilas pras. So chatzi pras is already talking about a whole different halacha. If somebody eats food that is tameh, does he become tameh? If you eat food that's tummy. So the halacha is midday raisa, you don't. Midday rabbanon you do. It's called tumas gevia. It's a tumma de rabbanon, and it only manifests itself with regards to the fact that if you eat food that's tummy, you're now not allowed to eat truma. This is a sugya mesachtes chulin. It's called tumas gevia. We saw it a little bit in Erevin. Rashi quotes the Gemara. But there's an halacha of tumas gevia. Now, the shear of tumma food you have to eat in order to establish tumas gevia is a chatzi pras. Now, a chatzi pras is bigger than a kezaya, it's bigger than a beya, it's bigger than a kesevas agasa. So Rava said, what's the shear of achilas chatzi pras in order for you to become Tommy Thomas Gvio? It's bichdei achilas pras. So again, Rava said, how does this make sense? This is a much bigger shear. Amalei Rapa, this has nothing to do with miyas v'daite, right? Abaya's chorus throughout this umbit's not going to work here. Abaya can't say, oh, kimbul the Rabban, because we're not talking about Yom Kippur now. Now we're talking about Tumas Eichlin. So the Gemara says, Rapapa told Rava, nachta Tumas Gvir, lav dei raisi. It's not a dei raisi. Anyways, all it is that the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon went ahead and that's what they said. They were makel. They said, unless you eat the shear within such a short time frame, you're not going to be Tommy. Fait to go, miyam, Rapapa, the Rapapa say that Tumas Gvir is a Tumas de Rabbanon vaksiv. It says, v'leisa tamu bahem, that it may send bomb, v'amira. We learn from here that Tumas Gvir is a deraisa. So the Gemara says, no, midrabbanon v'kras machta ba'alma. Really, Rapapa held that Tumas Gvir is derabbanon, and that pasuk that he brought is really only an asmachta ba'alma. So again, this concludes the Meloy Lugmav portion of Perek Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara has come fast and furious. We're going through these major sugyas really, really quickly. But the biggest side is, number one, Meloy Lugmav means one side, not two. Additionally, it's a relative share. It's from the few exceptions to the rule. So in the spirit of Shiurim, that are exception, the Kaseves Hagasa, that's the huge exception. And the Meloy Lugmav is also a big exception. It's relative. And why are we talking about a relative share? All Shiurim are not. Why over here would it be relative? So Abai said, very gishmak. Hachi kimdul the Rabbanon. The Bahachi miyas v'daiti. If that's the case, the Kesevas Agasa should also be relative. No, Hachi kimdul the Rabbanon. The Kesevas Agasa, doesn't matter who you are, how big you are, how small you are, you eat a Kesevas Agasa, it's going to do a little something for you. As opposed to Meloy Lugmav, if you eat your friend's Meloy Lugmav, you drink his Meloy Lugmav, it's not going to move you, do anything for you necessarily. And as a result, the Shir Meloy Lugmav has to be based on your own Shir. Just a little bit more Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Kola Oichlim mitstarfen liki Kesevas, v'chola mashkim mitstarfen. So if you eat two different types of foods, you have a little bit of meat and you have some vegetables. Together they make up the Kesevas Agasa. It's mitzdarif. It's considered eating on Yom Kippur. Same is true for mashka. A little this mashka, a little that mashka. It's mitzdarif. However, ha'oichel v'shayse ein mitzdarif. Somebody would eat and drink together, it wouldn't be mitzdarif. So Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, ochel umtso milcha. If somebody eats a piece of meat with the salt on top of it, mitzdarif. It's mitzdarif. So the salt is mitzdarif to the shear. What's the chiddush? Even though people don't eat salt, but kimid achli inchi, but together with meat, people do eat salt. Mitzdarf, and therefore it's mitzdarf. Amar Yish Lakish, a similar halacha. Tzir shal gabi yerek. So tzir is the liquid that comes out of vegetables. So if you eat the vegetable together with the tzir, mitzdarf like kaisevus miyam kippurim. It's mitzdarf to the shir. The tzir is mitzdarf for the shir kaisevus pshita. Again, what's the chiddush? Ma'udet tema mashka. You would have thought the tzir is a mashka. So oichlan a mashkin and a mitzdarf. The erika is a food. This is a drink. Kamash mulan kolach shuri uchlo uchlo. Even though it's a mashka, but it Rashi says it's mematik. It sweetens. It gives the food a little taste. As a result, if you pour a little ketchup or a liquid on top of a food, we don't treat it as a liquid, but rather we treat it as a food. Amar Ish Lakish. If somebody eats achil gasa in Yom Kippur, he's potter. This could be very halachal amaisa. A person ate by the Sudas HaMafsekes, and now in the beginning of Yom Kippur, the Chazan saying kol nidre er es. So believe it or not, he's potter. Even though it feels like such a violation of Yom Kippur, true, but at the same time, he's going to be potter. And the reason is because chances are, at that point, he's already to the, you know, he can't eat anymore. So it's an achila gasna. If somebody eats achila gasna in Yom Kippur, he's potter. My time, because it says, v'nefesh ha-shaloi su'una. And we learn from there, k'siv prat l'mazik. When eating is eating, it's a problem. But when eating is actually hurting you, it's being mazik you, it's not a problem. V'nefesh ha-shaloi su'una prat l'mazik. If you eat achila gasna, you're being mazik. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'm Rabbi Shlok. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the name of Shlok. Zosh, ochel truma achila gasna, mishalim es ha-kerem, v'edim mishalim es ha-chemish. If somebody eats truma, that's not a koyin, it's a very bad thing. Even if he eats a b'shoigig, it's a bad thing. One of the things he has to do is he has to pay a keren and a chaymish. So you have to make the koyhanim whole because you stole their truma. Not just that, we charge you fees and interest, so you have to tack on a chaymish. On top of that, you have to pay a chaymish. Said Rabbi Shlokish, if somebody that's a czar would eat truma, b'shoigig, achila gasa. So again, you would have to pay the keren. That's obvious. That's restitution. That you just have to make the keyanim whole. But you wouldn't pay the chaymish. Because when the Torah talks about eating truma b'shoigig, it says ki yoichal. Problem mazik. A mazik is not an oichel. And as a result, you're not going to be chal. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zar shekoyseis se'orim shal truma, mishalim es ha'kerev, v'ein mishalim es ha'chaymish. If a zar would chew barley, raw barley of Truma, he would have to pay Karen, he wouldn't pay Chaynish. Why? Because if you eat raw barley, you're just going to hurt yourself. As a result, you're going to be potter. Amrav Shizbi Amrav Yoichanan. Zar Shabola Shazofin Shal Truma. A zar that swallows Shazofin of Truma. So Rashi says, Shazofin, quotes Old French, prunes balaz. But prunes in French is actually plums. So what we refer to as plums, good to know, the French referred to as prunes. So when Rashi said prunes, he actually meant plums. But regardless, Amrav Shizbi, Amrav Yoich, Nazar Shapala, Shazofin Shal Truma. If Nazar ate plums of Truma, Vihikion, and then he spit it out, the Achman Achar, and somebody else came, and he ate it. So the halach is Rishon Mishalim Karen V'chaymish. The first person has to pay the Karen V'chaymish because he ate the prunes or the plums. Sheni, the second person, Ein Mishalim Elad Me Eitzim L'Rishon B'Vav. So this is a little above a kam. When the first person eats the prunes or the plums, so he now becomes a gazel. He has to pay Karen V'chaymish. But at the same time, he's koina the plums. When the second person goes and eats it, he's now technically taking something from the Gan Rishon, as Agoyim Ben Agana. He's taking something from the Gan Rishon. Now, at this point, he doesn't pay him the Karen V'chaymish, but what he does have to pay is the Dmei Eitzim, the value that you could have gotten if you were going to use these plums as a, if you were going to use these plums as fuel. One more Gemara. Oichel V'ashoyse Ein Mitztarfen. Achil and Shia are not Mitztarf. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda is ever machleik ishnuyah. It's not everybody. It's really totally in a machleik. It's Rav Yeshua. It's going coin to Rav Yeshua. The Tana we learned in Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Masechtas Mi'ilo. Klal Omer Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua gave the following rule. Now, the context of Rav Yeshua's rule was regarding Tumah. Different types of Tumah, whether they're mitzdarif to a shear, they're not mitzdarif to a shear. So just to posh the case. A kizayis basar of a mace is metama. Kizayis Basar Nevela is Matama. What if you have a half a Zayas of a mace, you have a half a Zayas of Nevela? So that's what's being discussed over this. Rabbi Shua said like this, Kosher Tumas of Shira Shav and Mitzar. If the Tumah, the nature of the Tumah, not all Tumah was created equally. So if the Tumah is the same, they're both Tumas Mace, they're both Tumas Nevela, and the Shira Shava, they both have the same Shir, Mitzar, for sure it's Mitzar. So two half a Zayasim of Mesa Mitzar, two half a Zayasim of Nevela Mitzar. Tumas of Elay Shiroi. What if the Tumah is the same, but the Shear is not the same? So for example, Tumas Nevela and Tumas Sheretz, they both have the same type of Tumah. They're both Tumas Erev, but it's a different Shear. A Nevela is Metama B'Kezayis, and a Sheretz is Metama B'Ke'adosha, or Shear Evelay Tumas. Or what if the Shear is the same, but the Tumah is not the same? A half a Zayis of a Mace, half a Zayis of a Nevela. They both have a Shear of Kezayis, but it's a different Tumah. Mace is Tomei Tumas Shiva, someone comes in contact with a Mace. If someone comes in contact with a Nevela, he's only Tomei Tumas Erev. Or Loi Tumas Evelay Shear. What if the Tumah and the Shear are both not the same? So for example, a half a Zayis of a Mace, and then you have a little bit of a sheretz. The tumas are different. Tumas sheva, tumas erev. One is because ice, one is because kadosh. Ein mitzdarfen. Here it's not going to be mitzdarif. So that is the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. The chachamim in that mishnah who weren't quoted argue. They say no. Tumas are always mitzdarif. So the gemara is saying lechura our mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. It's not the chacham because our mishnah said achil and shtia on Yom Kippur are not mitzdarif. Why are they not mitzdarif? So pasha because they have different shiurim. Because the shiur of oichlin is b'kachesav esagasa, as opposed to the shiur mashke is meloy lugma. But according to the chachamim who say that tumas, regardless of the shiur of the tumah, if it's a kezayis kadasha, always mitzdarif. So why should it be mitzdarif? Oh, must be the tana of Mishnah's Rabbi Yeshua who says that two different tumas that have two different shiurim are not mitzdarif. So we're going here according to Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara says Rab Nachman said no. I feel the tamer rabbanon. Maybe you could say that it's even going according to rabbanon because I can't come rabbanon hasa elin yitumah the shem tumah chad. Even the rabbanon that argue over there, it's because at the end of the day, tumah is tumah. So one is tumas nevela, one is tumas sheretz, one is tumas mace. They have different shiurim. But at the end of the day, it's one chetz of tumah, it's one shem tumah. So therefore, them it's tarif. Again, the whole point here is not about shem achiva. Shem doesn't say in the Torah you can't eat. Doesn't say in the Torah you can't drink. It says yisuvei daito. Are you? Do you have yishuvadas? Do you not have yishuvadas? The highway miyasvadaito. Here you don't have yishuvadas. So therefore, it's not muchach that the time of the Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yeshua. So this exchange that the Gemara just brought in the name of Rav Chizda, the Gemara is going to repeat in the names of other Amayra. Rav Shlokish said, "Machloek Yishnu Rabbi Yeshua." The time of Mishnah must be Rabbi Yeshua. The time Klal Lomer Rabbi Yeshua v'chulu. The Gemara is not going to repeat it. Rabbi Yechon told Rav Shlokish, "I feel the time of Rabbanon." You could say the Mishnah is going to Rabbanon because I can't like Rabbanon hustle on YouTube. The only time the Rabbanon said that different tumas amet starf, even though the different shum, that's with regards to tumah dish because it's one shem tumah. But when it comes to eating and drinking and kippah, it's all about Yishuv Adas. Adaita, and again, for like the eighth time, this is not about Yishuv Adas, that you're not going to get Yishuv Adas by being Mitzdarf Oichel and Mashke together, and that's why here the Halach is going to be different. So just a few Ha'aris as it relates to today's classic Daf, and the topic of today's Daf is clearly Shiurim, specifically the Shiurim of Yom Kippur, the Kesevis Agasa, which is the Shiur for Oichlin on Yom Kippur, and the Maloy Lugmav, which is the Shiur for Mashkin on Yom Kippur. But we would be remiss if we didn't, at the very least, talk a little bit about the Gemara on the Pei Amar Aleph. Really, two classic Gemaras. The first one was Amar Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said, "Ha'oichel chelav b'zman hazeh." If somebody eats chelav nowadays, sarich sheyichtav voishir. When the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, he'll have to bring a karban chatas. Therefore, you have to keep records. You have to write down that you did something wrong, and as a result, you have to be a chatas. But said Rabbi Loza, don't just write that you chayv chatas. Don't just write that you ate chelav b'shoigig. Write this shiur. Write how much you ate. Because shema yovei bezden achar v'yarbe b'shiurim. Because there's a distinct possibility that when Mashiach comes, the bezden achar, the bezden agadol, is going to determine that what you thought was a kezayis wasn't a kezayis. And as a result, it's going to impact your obligation to bring a karban chatas. So said Rabbi Lazar, ha'oichel chela b'zman hazeh, tzorich sheyichtav lo yishek. Meaning, ordinarily, you shouldn't have to write all the details, just write, you can bring a karban chatas. But Rabbi Lazar said, as it relates to eating chela b'zman hazeh, you want to be specific. And the reason is, because you have to make sure that you got the shear right. Because before you bring a carbon, you have to be 100% sure that you have to bring the carbon. Otherwise, you're bringing chulam bazara, and it can be not so pasha. Now, the first thing to take out of Rabbi Lazar is if somebody bezman hazeh does an avera that's chayev chatos, the ksheyubana beis hamikdash, he's going to be chayev to bring a carbon chatos. And the truth is that this is something that is not so pasha. Because the halacha is that there, if somebody is chayef to bring a karban chatas, and then he dies, his yarshim don't bring the karban chatas. So b'zman shebeis hamikdash ayakai, Reuven was chayef to be karban chatas, he was mafresh the karban chatas. And then Reuven died. So what's the halacha? Chatas shemesu baleha. So this is one of the chamish chatoyis hamesois. The halacha is the chatas was lemisa azla. So if that's the case, is it so poshit that a person that is maf, that someone that doesn't have for which it's chayv to bring a karban chatas, like shnei bana beis hamikdash will have to bring a karban chatas? You can say, well, no, there it's different. There you are mafresh the karban chatas. You are mafresh the karban chatas. But the truth is, the Ran in Masech de Shnabas Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph says, v'omru b'toisves, the haide kamer like shnei bana beis hamikdash b'yom of kamer. It means only if the beis hamikdash will be built during your lifetime. So if the beis hamikdash will be built in our lifetime, we will have to bring a karban chatas to every avera that we did b'shoigig, that had we done b'meis, it would have been a chai b'krisos. The achas hayomos, says the Ran, because if it means achas hayomos, loy efshar, the chatas shemesu baleo l'misa hazla. When we learn Masechtas Tmura, we spoke at Reid about this Ran, it's a very gishmak Ran. When you're learning the sugyas of chamish chatois hamesis, it's rather abstract when you're not learning the sugyas of chamish chatois hamesis. But it's a very important caveat, at least in Pashup Pshat in the Gemara and Yuma Pei Amar Aleph, where Rabbi Loza said, if somebody eats chela b'zman hazeh, write down the whole cheshbon because you're going to make a karban chatas, says the Ran, it depends. That's if you're zoicha that today's hamikdash will be built b'yomecha. But otherwise, once a person dies, at that point, he gets kapara from the misa, it falls into the category of chamish chatois hamesis. At that point, he's not going to have to bring a karban chatas. Now, this Ran is a Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. So what's it doing in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph? It's pasha, because a very similar Gemara over there in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara over there tells the classic story about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Mishnah says, lo yikra l'or haner. A person on Shabbos is not allowed to learn by himself next to an or haner. And the Gemara said, Omer Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said, Ani ekrav alayata. He says, I'm not worried about it. Nah, Chazal will worry. Shemayata. He says, you really think that's going to happen? There's no way that that's ever going to happen. And then the Gemara elaborates and says, Rab Nosson said, Karavihita. Rabbi Yishmael was really Karavihita. Because of Alpinkasai, and he wrote down on his pinkis, Ani Yishmael ben Elisha, Karisi Vahatisi. I, Yishmael ben Elisha, once learned Torah L'Oir Aner. And I violated what the Chacham were worried was going to happen. I was mata. When the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, I'm going to bring a Karmi Chattas. And the Ran's comment was on that Gemara. It's not here in Yumad Afei. The Ran is in the Chedush HaRan. It's in Mesech Shabbos. Taf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Now, over the years, we've spoken so much about why Rabbi Yishmael said the Kishayibana Beis HaMikdash Avi Chattas Shmeina. What's wrong with a regular Karmi Chattas? Why does it have to be a Chattas Shmeina? But La'or today's daf, another ha'ara that I once saw in the name of the Chazon Ish. And that is, why did Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha have to be so wordy? Ani Shmuel ben Elisha karisi v'hatisi, ner b'shabes. V'kshnei bonu beis ha'mikdash avi chata shmeina. Why couldn't he just write, I'm chayiv to bring a karbon chatas? Ani Shmuel ben Elisha chayiv v'havi chatas, karisi v'hatisi. V'kshnei bonu beis ha'mikdash avi chata shmeina. So the Chazon Ish said a dover nifla. The Mishnah says, what will happen if someone's yata? Right, this is one of the most famous gzeiros of Chazal. Shema yata. Let's say, worst case scenario, let's play it out. Chalila lahavdol. Someone went ahead and he was karav v'hita. What did he do? He violated one of the lametes malachas. Which one? Havara. Because when you move the candle, you can be meisiv shemen into the candle. You're technically lighting a little bit of fire. Fire is there anyways, but you're adding to the fire, fuel to the fire, and as a result, you're violating the Isra of Avar. Said the Chazon Ish, we know that the Lametes Malachis that are all learnt out, Kairish of Alpeh, whatever was considered a Malach in the Mishkan, is considered a Malach on Shabbos. But there's one exception to the rule. There's one Malach that the Torah spoke out, Mefurish, explicitly. And there's a machlokes tanoim why the Torah singled out lo sevaru esh. One mandama says havara lav yotzis. The other mandama says havara lechalik yotzis. The one mandama says the reason the Torah singled out havara is to teach me that it's different than all the malachas. All the malachas, if you do it b'meizid, edim asra yichayv skila. B'meizid without edim or without asra karis. B'shoig yichayv chatas. As opposed to havara, it's a simple lav. All it is a lois say malchus, but it's not more than a lois say. There's no skila, there's no karis, there's no malchus. The other Tana says no. Havara l'chalik yosis. The reason the Torah is singled out le'savarish b'chomash v'seichem v'yemah Shabbos is to show that each lav is viewed as a separate entity when it comes to Shabbos. L'maynaf gemina, if somebody would do 17 different melechah Shabbos b'shoigi, we'd have to bring 17 different chatois. But of course, you want to know if the skila, of course, it's no different than the other melechahs. You want to know if there's going to be karis, chatos, yeah. Zok the Chazon Ish. It comes out to machlokes tanan whether havara is an isser for which is a chiyuv chatas, or it's not an isser for which is a chiyuv chatas. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha wasn't 100% sure that havara is something for which he chayiv chatas. If havara is lechalik yotzis, he chayiv chatas. But if it's lelav yotzis, he not chayiv chatas. So Rabbi Shmuel couldn't just write, Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha, have to bring a chatas shmeina. So he said, Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha, karisi v'otisi ner b'shabes. He had to clarify. And then he said, L'kshibona beis ha-mikdash avi chatas shmeina. Chazon Ish didn't tell to our Gemara, but it's mamish our Gemara. That's what Rabbi Elazar said, that if a person eats chayla b'zman hazeh, you can't just write your chayiv chatas, because like Shibana beis ha-mikdash, there'll be a bezdin Acher, and they may tell you, maybe you weren't really chayiv chatas. Now you bring yichulim bazar. So what you need to do is you have to write what happened. Tzorich shiyif tchayis ashir, and that's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha that he wrote the proverbial shir of Rabbi Lozer and Yuma Dapeyam and Aleph. This Rabbi Lozer's makar is lechayir Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He said, "Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha karisi vaatisi ner b'shabes." To clarify first what he did. If he did bayir, he did bayir. He knows he did bayir. But this is something that was really subject to a great debate. Havara lelav yot. So the first thing I'm going to do, l'kshibana beis hamikdash, is I'm going to verify whether it's l'lav l'chalik. If it's l'chalik, avi chata shmeina. But if not, it could be this whole gezera wasn't really such a gezera for a chil Shabbos, and maybe it's not something which really requires a karva chatas. That's the first ara. The second ara is the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shiurin v'onchin halacha l'moshe misinai. Shiurin and onchin are halacha l'moshe misinai. Fetimar onchin halacha l'moshe misinai. It's psok b'mechtav ksivi. Elo hachi kama shiurin shel oinchin halacha l'moishim misina. Tanya nami hachi shiurin shel oinchin halacha l'moishim misina. The shiurim of all the oinchin. In other words, shiurim kizayis beya kosevus hakasam loy lukma. Things are all halacha l'moishim misina. Achirim oimrim achirim ezin. Rav Meir said beis dinoy shel yaivut tiknum. No, It's not a lochel meish misina, but it comes from the bezdin of Asniel ben Kenaz. Right, the Gemara, the bezdin of Asniel ben Kenaz didn't have the credentials to go ahead and make up shiurim. In fact, no Navi has a right to be mechadish anything. Eilah ha-mitzvois, she'ein Navi rishoy lechadish. The Chassam Sofer and his famous tshuva to the Zolke v'Rav, Rav Tzvi Erechayis and Erechayim Simre Eshchay says, this is maybe the most important halach in the whole Torah. Ein Navi rishoy lechadish davar. He says, look what happened with the Neitzrim. It all came from a group of people that didn't adhere to this principle of Ein Navi Rashoy L'chadish Dava Miyata. So there's no way Asniel ben Kenaz could have violated something which is so dangerous. There's no way it happened. Ella, Shokum V'chazer V'yasta. Meaning, Recherim is Maida that really needs Shiurim Malachim Moish Misina. However, the Shiurim were forgotten, and Bezdinei Shal Yavetz, also known as Asniel ben Kenaz, he was the one that was Machzirim, he was the one that he reminded everyone. He brought back all these different shiurim. Now, the rest of the story is a Gemara. It's a Masechtas Temura Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. It's a long Gemara. We'll just pick one excerpt. Ton. Elef ushva meyois kalin v'chamurin ugzeiru shavuz v'dikduke soifrim nitshtaklu b'mei evloi shal Moshe. There was 1,700 halachas that were forgotten during the Avelos of Moshe. Rabbi Vo said, afal pikein hechziru nasnil ben kenaz mitoich b'pul. Even though those halachas were forgotten. Again, there's different sheetahs, how many it was, 300. But the point is, there were many halachas that were forgotten b'mei evloi shal Moshe. But the punchline is said, Rabbi Vo, even though all these halachas were forgotten b'mei evloi shal Moshe, hechziru nasnil ben Kenaz mitoich populoi. Asniel ben Kenaz was machzer all these halachas mitoich populoi. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayilketa Asniel ben Kenaz achi kolev hakatoin. And what does vayilketa mean? He conquered. He was able mitoich populoi with his reason alumnus bring back all these halachas. So after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, the Yidden mourned Moshe Rabbeinu for 30 days. There was 30 days of Avelos. And during those 30 days, they forgot many halachas. Hundreds, thousands of halachas were forgotten. These were halachas from Moshe Mitzrayim, they were all forgotten. And Asniel ben Kenaz came, mitoich populoi, using the Yud Gemara Midrash Shantar and Nidrash Hasbehem, he brought back all these different halachas. Says the Gemara, that's what Acherim is coming to say. Acherim is agreeing that Shiurim are halachas from Moshe Mitzrayim. However, Acherim Oimrim, that you want to know the history behind it, Beis Dinoi Shel Yavetz Tiknun, they came about through Beis Dinoi Shel Yavetz. And the Brisker Rav in Sefer, and this is in his Sefer on Masechtas Yuma, right here on our Gemara, he asks a bombekasha. He says, what's Acherim really adding to this discussion? The Chachamim in the Brisa said that Shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai. Zogin Acherim, it's true, Shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai. However, you should know Beis Dinoi Shel Yavetz Tiknun, which the Gemara says, Lamaskana means it's halacha l'moshe misinai. But it's from the halachas that were forgotten. And Asniel ben Kenaz was machzer these halachas mitoich populoi. So freak the Brisker Rav. At the end of the day, what does Acherim hold? It's halacha l'moshe misinai. So the Chacham and the Tanakam holds halacha l'moshe misinai. Acherim holds halacha l'moshe misinai. So what are we arguing about? Right? We can agree. This is no problem. Hastis, Acherim is telling me the history. You want to know the rest of the story? This is the rest of the story. Why do I have to know the rest of the story? This is not a history class. This is a brisa. The brisa is telling me halachas. Halachas negei shiurim. So the Tanakhama says, halachal moish misinai. Acherim says, yeah, halachal moish misinai. But shakchum, the chazru v'yastum, it's related to the halachas of Tmura daf tezayin amar aleph. So the Brisker Rav said, a dover nifla. He said that the Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrin, that davar, any halacha that we have, mitoich ha-kabbalah, divrei ha-kabbalah, ein behem achloikis lo'olam. Anything that we have in Messiah, such as halacha l'moshe misinai, ein behem achloikis lo'olam. The whole davar shetimatzei b'machloikis, any time you find any issue where there was a machloikis, where Rabbi Yeshua said this, and Rabbi Eliezer said that, and Beis Shammai says like this, and Beis Hillel says like that, and Rav says like this, and Shmuel says like that, biyodua she'enei kabbalah mi-Moshe Rabbeinu. You know for sure that this has no Messiah dating back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Afraid the Brisker Rav, how could you say that? There's so many sugis and shas where you have halachos m'Moshe mi-Sinai, and you have machloikis in. His example is chatzin nezik treiris, a real yeshiva, nafkamina, Besechtes Baba Kama. Machloikis Sumchas in the Rabbanon. Do you pay Chatzin Nezik by Tzroiris? Do you pay Nezik Shalom? The Gemara says Chatzin Nezik Tzroiris has nothing to do with a Shartam. It's Allah Halamay Shemi Sinai. Then you're supposed to pay Chatzin Nezik. How could Sumchas argue? If it's Allah Halamay Shemi Sinai, how could you argue? The Chomish Chatois Amesleis, which are all Allah Halamay Shemi Sinai, this Machloikis in, it's throughout Kachin, Ayan Tmura, Tez Ayan Mar Aleph. Whether it's true, it's not true, what the parameters are, how could you have a Machloikis? I thought the Rambam says, Divrei HaKabbalah, Eimeh Machloikis La'olam. The Rambam said, any halacha l'moishim Sinai that we have been mesoira loytimatze b'machloikis, but there were halachos l'moishim Sinai that were forgotten. The hechziron osniel ben kenaz mitoich filbuloi. Said the Rav, those halachos you could have machloikis. You know why? Because we don't have those halachas anywhere in Messiah. The Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina Messiah the Yeshua got knocked out. We have it mitoich pilpul shel asniel ben kenaz. So if you can dingzich with the pilpul of asniel ben kenaz, you now have the ability to argue with the underlying halacha. So said the Brisker Rav, it's poshet that all the sugis and shas where you find machloikis regarding halacha l'moshe misina has to do with the Rambam. Those were all the halachis that were forgotten by meyev l'shal Moshe. The chazur v'yostum al yedei the pilpul of asniel ben kenaz, and because they're totally in the pilpul of asniel ben kenaz, it was shaykh to have machloikis. The Rambam never said there's no machloikis by halacha l'moshe misinai. Divrei hakabbalah ein behem machloikis. And if this machloikis be a duah she'ein like kabbalah, he never used the word Allah l'moshe misinai. He said kabbalah. If this has been mesayra, then there's no machloikis. Those halachis weren't. What do you mean? If it's halach, it's been mesayra. Can't know because that's the Gemara Tmura. Hechzir and asniel ben kenaz mitoich popule. That Gemara Tmura tezayin aman aleph. That's the mafteach. That's the shlissel to answer this question. Said the Brisker Rav. Those are the two shittas over here in this braisa. That's what's going on here. The Chachamim said in the braisa, Shiurin shall oinchen halach l'moshe misinai. Achirim oimrim. Achirim came along and they said, what's the difference? At the end of the day, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. What are we adding by saying beis dino shel yavetz? Said the Brisker Rav, haflo b'fellow. What Achirim is coming to say is that this isn't stam halacha l'moshe misinai. This is from the halachis that were forgotten. V'chziru nosmiel ben kenaz mitoich populoi beis dino shel yavetz. And if that's the case, there could be machloikis, and that's why you find machloikis in by shiurim. Sukkah shikavayil ma'ilam yasam rama psula rabbi the machsh. This machloikis, that machloikis. We can't figure out what a kezayis is, what a kabei is, because at the end of the day, and that's Rabbi Lazar, ha'oichel chelav is man hazeh. He should write shemi yarbet. Frederus Rav shemi yarbet b'shirum. How can you be marbin the shir? You have no right to be marbin the shir. A shir is a shir is a shir. Stand up, brisker up. No shemi yarbet b'shirum. Because we're going to dingzach on the pilpul of a sneil ben kenaz. And that was what Achirim was coming to say. Achirim wasn't just telling me a fun fact. They're not just coming to tell me, oh, by the way, you want to know the rest of the story? Here's a little light raid on today's daf. That's not what Achirim was saying. Achirim was coming to the core of the standing of Shiurim and Halacha, that even though it's Halacha L'moshe Misina, but it's Mitoich Pulpuloi Shal Asniel Ben Kenaz, and as a result, you can have Machloikis. I saw a Ha'ara B'Shem Rameir Arik. The Pasuk says, Eretz Chito U'Sa'ora V'Gethenu Te'ena V'Rimoin Eretz Zeir Shem and Udvash. It's the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, and this is the Pasuk that mentions the Shivas Haminim. And in the introduction to the daf, we quoted the Gemara in Brachas Mem Aleph that says, Kol HaPasik Kula, the entire Pasik, is talking about Shiurim. Sechita mi, Zashir, Sa'ir is Zashir, Gefen, Tein, Rimoin, Zay Shemin, that's the Zayas, Dvash, that's the Kesevas Agas and Yom Kippur. It's all about the Shiurim. The next Pasik continues and says, Eretz Ashaloi B'Miskenus Toicha Bolechem, Loi Sechsar Kol Ba, Eretz asher avoneha barzel, umeharo reo tachzoiv nechoshes. Eretz asher avoneha barzel. What does that mean? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, Tafdalon Amen Aleph, that a Talmud Chacham has to be kosher kebarzel. Amar Rav Ashi, kol Talmud Chacham she'ena kosher kebarzel, eni Talmud Chacham, she'nemar, ukefatish yefutza sel. Talmud Chacham has to be kosher kebarzel. Amar Rav Abba, Rav Ashi, atun mehosam asnisula, ana mehocham asli. We learned it from somewhere else. The chsiv, eretz asher avoneo barzel. Al tikrei avoneo, elo boineho. Eretz asher avoneo barzel is referring to Talmidei Chachamim that are barzel. The Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos that Rav Shmona Damayram said, I heard a kasha from a person that was kosher kebarzel, Manei Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara over there was saying that kosher kebarzel means you're tough. Yeah, that for sure means. But also you're an oikaharin. You're a lamdin. You're a super lamdin. So said Rav Meir Arik, the pasuk of Eretz Chita Soir Gefen Tenerim is talking about the Shivas Amina. But really, it means said Chazal and Teresh Baal Peh. It's referring to the Shiurim. So where does this come in? Eretz Asher Avaneh Barzel. This is the remez to Asniel Ben Kenaz. Asniel Ben Kenaz, who was Kashuk Barzel. The Gemara is Madgish. He was Machzer. The Halacha is Lamoish Misinai Mitoich Bulbuloi. And like the Brisker Rav said, that the Acherim Oimrim, these were from the Shiurim that were brought back by Yavitz, and as a result, they're totally in the pupil of Asniel Ben Kenaz, in the parish of the Torah, that talks about the Shiurim. We mention over here, Eretz Asher Avoneha Barzel, referring to the Talmidei Chachamim, that Akasha Kebarzel. Where does the Talmud Chacham, that Akasha Kebarzel, come into the parish of Shiurim? Oh, because Shiurim, this is a remez, that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that we only have from a Talmud Chacham that was Akasha Kebarzel. Umanoi, in the Gemara Menachos, it was Rav Sheishnis. In this shtickle, it's Asniel Ben Kenaz, it's Beis Dinoi Shel Yavetz.